Some people would rather talk about their sex life than what's in their bank account. But when it comes to personal financial information, privacy is hard to come by. California lawmakers are considering what would be the nation's toughest limits on how banks and other institutions share customers' private financial information. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The telephone rings at dinner time. How much does the salesperson on the other end of the line know about you? According to Beth Givens of the Privacy Rights Clearinghouse, maybe more than you think.
One of the scenarios is that a bank will sell a list of its customers to a telemarketer. And along with the list, they've also in the past sold the account number, your account balance. The customer has no idea that the telemarketer knows that sort of thing.
Givens says most customers are unaware that banks, credit card companies, and insurance firms routinely sell that kind of information. She thinks if customers did know, they wouldn't like it.
I think the gut level response is, wait a minute, this is information about me. What right do they have to sell that information and make money off of it without first getting my permission?
In fact, a 4-year-old federal law does provide some protection for financial privacy. It allows customers to say they don't want bank records, more similar information, shared with third parties. But financial institutions can get around that if the company receiving the information is an affiliate or a partner in a joint marketing agreement. California lawmakers are now considering a much tougher measure. It would require financial companies to get explicit permission before sharing customers' information with third parties. And in most cases, it would give customers the right to block financial firms from sharing information with their affiliates. Companies that violate the privacy provisions would face stiff penalties. Shelley Curran of Consumers Union says customers deserve that kind of protection for what she calls their financial DNA.
We're talking about the amount of money that consumers make annually, the sorts of purchases that a consumer puts on his or her credit card, intimate details about consumers' lifestyles based on the amount of money and where consumers spend their money.
Financial companies have been fighting the stepped-up privacy measure. Vice President Fred Main of the California Chamber of Commerce says sharing financial information allows companies to better identify potential customers and offer those customers more attractive deals.
It is less expensive to be able to provide product offerings to people who may be more interested in buying them than do blanket mailings of whomever's in the phone book. And that leads to less costly credit, that leads to less costly financial services, and less expensive services are what customers want.
Business interests have defeated similar bills in California for the last 3 years. But this time around, the privacy measure won a key endorsement from Governor Gray Davis. In announcing his support last week, Davis said Californians don't want their private, personal information bought and traded like baseball cards.
So I am convinced we found a way to provide them the protections they need in a way that still allows commerce to occur in this state.
The centrist governor endorsed the measure after concessions were made to allow some limited sharing of information among affiliates in the same line of business. For example, State Farm Homeowners Insurance could still share information with the company's auto insurance arm, but would need customer approval to share information with an affiliated bank. Those concessions may also placate the privacy measure's business critics, for whom a compromise may be the best they can hope for. If lawmakers don't approve the bill, financial companies could face even tougher privacy restrictions. Consumer groups are already gathering signatures for an initiative that would outlaw all sharing of financial information, except where customers give their explicit okay. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.